When you launch a piece of equipment that costs $4 or $5 million just for the piece of equipment and it blows up 300 yards out of the hole, we want to know, first of all, why did it blow up? So my job is to provide photographic documentation from 30 or 40 different camera positions for each launch. The biggest lens we had on our M45s was 180 inches. This telescope had an effective focal length of 1,200 inches, so you can see that it's enormously bigger. It was so big, in fact, that when the missile left Vandenberg with the Boston University telescope, in one single frame, just the bottom three engines on an Atlas F filled the frame. That was from a distance of about 130 nautical miles. We walked onto the missile and we saw all three stages of powered flight. Through our binoculars, we could see that happen. Now, what we didn't know is what else we had got besides the missile. There were two guys in gray suits in there, civilian clothes. They were not in the Air Force. They were from somewhere else. They never identified themselves. They could have been CIA, OSI, OSS. The nose cone spread out. The warhead was quite plainly visible. Something flew into the frame. What I saw was a circular object, a classic flying saucer, and it shot a beam of something at our warhead. You have to imagine, this thing is flying along several thousand miles an hour. This stuff is flying along, and something comes into the frame and chasing it, and comes in like this and fires at it, and goes around like this and fires at it, and goes around like this and fires at it, and fires at it like this, and it goes back out that way. What the hell could do that? And he said, what was that? And I said, it looks to me like we got a UFO. And he said, you are never to say that again. As far as you're concerned, Lieutenant Jacobs, this never happened. Never happened. Never happened. Never happened. Never happened.